All right, 7 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Good morning and what's up, Lagos? Cheers to life, everybody. We started the show with this song. We had to fling it back to Sunny Neji because we're going to start the conversation this morning about Ojoro. You know, people that used to play Ojoro. We're going to be talking about that. But good morning, Lagos. It's the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And of course, it's an all-girl star cast every other day. Yes, because you know what?
Girls.
We're here to spice up your day.
Yeah.
We're here to put some purple, some atarodo, tatashay, you know, and some, you know, some spicing.
Shumbo.
To cook the sauce, you know, that you can use to eat hen.
So
you dip into us and then you eat it.
You dip into us?
Yes, because we bring the spice.
Into our
spice. So you can bring anything. You can bring
yam, into our spice.
Plantain.
Really nice. Well,
why am I talking about food this morning?
You're hungry, girl.
I'm not hungry.
But good morning, Lagos. How are you doing? Hope you're ready for the weekend because I am well-dressed and ready for it.
Extremely well-dressed.
Because, thank God, it's Friday. We're trying to hype you up for the morning because we know Friday evenings, the traffic no, they be small sang.
And I go, here I am.
You go roll up your sleeves and your shoko toe because the trouser where you go wear with the traffic. Ego tight.
I think the wanna go here I am spirit on Lekki Epe Express Road is beginning to take key cue.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's not as bad.
Honey,
as
I mean, tonight. Yeah. Get ready every Friday night.
Are you inviting the people who go? No, but it's a recurrent.
The people who go stay on the mainland because they have to work 5 days a week.
Oh.
On Fridays, they are coming back home. So it's movement of Ja people, you know.
I was actually feeling a little better because I was feeling like this spirit of Unaguhiram was taking turns. And I was like, oh my goodness.
I thought it was going to be my turn. But today was calm.
I got to work like 30 minutes early. And I was like... I was excited. So guys, I know that you're going to work and it's free flow of traffic. Some people are trying to look for you know, fuel to buy. So good luck while you're at it. But today I want to talk about that thing that is on everybody's mind. Why do people borrow money? When they're borrowing the money, they're so nice and sweet and cuddly and they will swear by everything. The moment you give them that money and it's time to pay back, they're incognito. They disappear.
Ghost you.
In fact, they even become rude. The person that was humble.
I bow,
and I tremble.
I am still rude.
And then all of a sudden they're rude. Like, Nami, they would be the only person where they owe you. Am I the first to owe?
In Nigeria, safety owe.
Eh? So, but why do you think that this happens? Because it happens a lot. A person that you know and you trust and you know, you think that you can give something to. Because I don't think it should be a big deal to lend, because people are always in need.
Yeah.
But how do you deal with debtors who become a problem? Who even go under? They no longer take your calls. They no longer read your messages. Sometimes they read it. They leave you unread. How do we deal with these people? I have a few tips off my sleeve, but it's What's Up Lagos. We want to hear what the feel of Lagos is like today because it's like things have calmed down.
I hope so.
Things have calmed down. Okay. And I like it.
I know why things calmed down today, actually. Today is a very special day.
Is it?
Yes.
It's her daddy's birthday. Oh, happy birthday to your daddy.
Thank you. Happy birthday, my center of excellence.
Oh. Your daddy's your center of excellence?
Certainly.
I like that.
Okay. Your daddy's your Lagos.
Well,
okay.
He's my inhabitant city.
Oh,
exactly.
It's okay. Please. Anyway, good morning. My name is Mary Anna Coney, Soken, Nancy, Fancy Nancy, all three of us here in the studio. Good morning, ladies.
Hello.
Good morning.
Remember that it's okay, Lagos.
So if you're not okay, you need to be tuned to 99.3 Nigeria Info. Increase the volume, increase it, because we're coming in with a bang. But I want you to think about it. Why do people owe? Why do they owe so helplessly and then sometimes go under, disappear, become rude? And are you one of those who no longer feel good about giving people money? So what you do is you give what you think you can part with. Are you one of those people?
Yeah.
We want to talk about it. But first, want to know the feel of Lagos. Where are you? Are you in traffic? Are you at work? Where are you? Are you doing your business already? Join the conversation. Let's find out what's happening in Lagos. So 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01-465-7190. Good morning, Lagos. Hello.
What's happening?
I didn't lose you.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, sorry, I almost got confused. I was thinking I was in Abuja.
We could tell. We could tell. Chess to life.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning. So the roads have been good to you this morning, right?
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm inside the refinery now.
Okay. So,
hello?
Yeah, tell us what's happening where you are. And we're talking about owing.
No traffic at my end now. Lucky I'm at Dangote Refinery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Omeka John.
Yeah, okay. We need right. you.
Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate your thoughts. We're talking about owing this morning, and we want to find out, why do people owe so much? In fact, they owe with their full chest. Why?
And they ghost you.
Yeah, that's the part that gets me. You're very sweet and nice when you're coming to ask me for the money. In fact, you're so remorseful and all that. You know, you put on an act.
Yeah.
I want to call it an act. And so I feel I reached into the sentimental parts of me and say, oh, this guy needs my help. Mm-hmm. This lady needs my help. And then I dole out that cash because I trust you.
Yeah.
And then you tell me, or you give me a timeline, I'm going to pay you on so-so-so day or so-so-so day. And so I trust you. And on that day, I'm calling you to say, bruh. Or I even give you a couple of days after so that maybe you can breathe.
Yeah.
Then I say, Hafana, what's up with my money?
Money, yeah.
You read my message.
And you don't reply.
And you don't reply. I call you. You know they answer. You don't. They do me a joro for my money.
I have a question though. Does this apply to your significant other, like your partner, your girlfriend, or your like?
Yeah. Yes. I don't know. Do you? I don't know if husbands and wives lend each other money, because my money, your money, all of our money is our money,
right?
Because if I have money and my husband doesn't, should that be lending? He needs the money, so don't I give it to him? Except my husband is a chronic.
He's lending now. He's lending.
I'm not married, so I don't know how these things work. Do you lend money to your husband?
Have a partner. Like, if she says, lend me money, of course I'll lend
you
money.
Okay, so what amount of money does he have to get to for you to be lending?
Even if it's monific money.
Even if it's 2K.
Yes.
If you use the word lend me, we will chill now.
Yeah, no,
if you
I
say,
agree.
If you say, please give me 2K, I'll give it back to you. If you don't say, I'll give it back to you, then it's not lending. If you say, please give me, I need
2K.
Can you spare 2K,
please?
Definitely, of course, I'll give it to you because you're my partner. But if you say, please give me 2K, I'll give it back to you. I'll be like, okay, I expect you to give it back. You say you give it back to me now.
Be true to your word.
Yeah. But me though,
how about
as a babe?
How about I have friends.
It's boo.
I have
money.
Friends who are like the closest ever, and I know that if I say I want money,
yeah,
please lend me 200,
yeah,
200K,
yeah,
500K, and then they give it to me. I say I will pay back on so day.
Yeah,
That's me being exact about what I want
exactly
and when I will pay back. But then there's also Foma, come and dash me money.
that's different.
Yeah, give me 20K now. When I get, I go give you back.
That's different.
There's a caveat.
Yes, there's something there. But for me though, as a babe that is asking your boo, babe, please give me 200, I will give you back. Then if you know you don't have
so
that 200
that if
to
you
give
say,
back,
I will give you back. It means that he needs to hold on to the I
exactly.
Will
you said you give back, but if you go back and say, babe, I don't have that 200, I say I will give you.
I cancel your debts. I hereby cancel your debts.
That's
in love name.
Boo. That's what a boo is supposed to do.
Would you do the same for him?
Of course.
You're sure that you would cancel a 200K
debt
for your boo?
See, you know I love.
Hey, Willie. Oh, so we are the ones that don't love love. Hey, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. What's up, Lagos? Jenkins, to life. Jenkins. Okay.
It's Larry.
It's Blandy. Yes, to life. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Divine.
Hi, yeah? Divine. Good morning. Wow. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, this is actually my first time calling.
Oh,
first time calling. You're welcome.
Can I talk about the traffic before I talk about the going stuff?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay, on Monday, I was traumatized. On Wednesday.
Yes, I was too.
I was traumatized. I live in Aja. I'm a businessman, so sometimes I work from home. Oh. And when I have meetings, I come out. So I had a meeting by 11. In Lekki Phase 1, I left my house by 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
By 11 o'clock, I was just at Eleganza. By 11 o'clock.
What?
Left 8:30. By 11, I was at Eleganza. I had to turn back.
What?
I had to turn back. I missed that appointment. And I felt traumatized all through. I've been traumatized since today.
We all were.
I'm supposed to have an appointment by 11. I checked Google Maps. I tried to see maps only 50 miles an hour to get to Lekki Phase 1 for my job. I didn't believe it.
You didn't believe it. Well, it was true because I literally flew from my house to the office. It was that smooth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now I'm in a new room and I don't know what happened. There was no traffic.
You're still a little bit traumatized.
You know, I was telling Wemimo yesterday that I was going to have this negotiation.
I told my wife that as I'm going here now, my heart is beating.
Don't worry. Today is fine.
But I'm glad that you're able to make your appointment, which is a good thing, as opposed to what happened.
You guys are doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, happy birthday to your daddy.
Thank you so much. All right, well, we're taking your thoughts and your comments in WhatsApp Lagos. I'm Mary Anacol. 19 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. We're getting the feel of Lagos this morning, apparently. There is no traffic. Anyway, don't be as traumatized as the last caller. Go out, do your business, but get ready for the evening.
That trauma is real.
It's going to be tough. Mm. But we're talking about...
Stop jinxing this thing.
I'm being realistic. It happens every Friday night.
The spirit has left the road.
Okay. The demons that are in traffic.
Yes, the spirit of Onago here. Tavgo.
Anyway, we're talking about lending and borrowing. When you lend money to somebody and the person goes incognito or becomes rude or becomes inaccessible, why do you think that happens? Again, do you think people knowingly come to borrow money from you and just, you know that they're not going to ever pay back? Do you think that people assess you? Do you think that people do some background research on you to say, this one no go worry me. You don't have to ask for basic back. Have you ever experienced it? And what's the new thing that you do to avoid having these kinds of problems, especially when it has to do with people who are really close to you or even people who work with you? 0700-993-993-993. Join the conversation. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's the passcode?
Good morning.
Mm-mm. What's the passcode?
What's up, Lagos?
It's what's up, Lagos, baby.
Okay, I have coffee in case you need coffee because you have not woken up. But go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Paul. I'm calling from Okoko, Michael.
All right, Paul.
Yeah, concerning the issue, the topic on discussion, the lending you are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like me and my wife, okay? My wife believes that my money is hers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't believe that her money is mine.
Ah.
So whenever I borrow or she spends her money, I must pay back, whether I like it or not. But when she collected money from me, she doesn't even pay. So I don't even expect her to even pay.
So she has prepared your mind for it.
Yes, I prepared my mind for it. For whatever I spend, if I'm not at home, I must, she must get it back to put it in my account. Whenever I have money, I'll give her back. But when she collects for me, no matter how much, she's not expecting me to get it back.
But is it good? Is it fair? Let's be serious.
Why?
It is not fair, but I just have to accept it for peace to reign.
You are a good man.
My brother, peace is the way forward.
For
her to be happy and be able to spend for the family whenever I'm not around, I just have to accept it. Otherwise, there will be commotion somewhere.
And ain't nobody want no commotion.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
He's a great guy.
As for friends, other people, or friends and family, I don't even borrow. When I have, I give. And if you like to pay, you like it, don't pay. But I only give you the limit I can afford.
Yeah, what you can part with.
Considering my family, I just give you what I can afford. If you bring it back, well. If you don't bring it, I don't bother.
All right, thank you very much for calling. We appreciate your thoughts, all right? Well, don't forget, this is The Feel of Lagos. We want to share your thoughts. We want to hear what you have to say about this issue. Again, how do you feel about the traffic today on the Lekki Ekpe Expressway? How do you feel about this? I'm excited.
I'm really worried.
I'm very excited.
Marianne is about to bring this spirit back out. The spirit left after so much negotiations.
I'm excited.
The spirit left. Leave it be.
Sincerely, it took me less than 20 minutes to get here. And I'm excited.
Okay.
So let me be excited.
Okay.
But in the evening.
Miriam, please. We have to still go
home. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the passcode?
What's up, Lagos?
No. No, no,
do
no.
Do it well now.
No,
you're
no,
not
no.
eating this morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Yes,
live.
Yes, the gates are wide open now. Please come in.
Good morning. My name is Osaze and I'm calling from Bagada.
Hi, Osaze.
What's popping?
I'm good.
What's happening?
Talk something.
It's okay.
I'm glad to be on the call because, you know, my lovely sister's on air.
That's your brother.
They
were just giggling.
What's
going
happening?
So I say, okay. Are you as fine as it's okay?
That's all for the ladies to decide, you know.
There's problems.
This family is so small.
All right, it's okay. What's for Daddy's birthday? Let's quickly get into that.
Okay,
are we having a party?
So I'd be going home today, hopefully, which is why this Unagoheram traffic should not touch me, because I hope I can see my family today. Osaza, see you soon, yeah?
Look, sure.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Hold up. Are you guys still talking about the...
borrowing. Yes, please.
Oh, yeah. What's popping?
That is quite an issue because people do be like that and they act like you're beefing when it's time to pay them back, so...
And I wonder why. I wonder why they do that.
I mean, I guess times are hard, but it's now come to the point where I've conditioned myself to just be like, okay, I'm owing this money. I don't mind if they don't pay back. And if they don't, then... It's a different relationship.
But then what happens to the relationship? Because that's where I'm also going to. What happens to your relationship with that person after that?
Yeah.
Now, the relationship can be tight. Well, it just depends. The relationship can be tight. Depends on how the person was asking for the money. Like, oh, please, I got you. I'll pay you back. All that. So if that doesn't happen, then the trust kind of has been breached. Or if the person is really chill, I just won't give them my money.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. All right, we have to go on a break.
Nigeria Info, we'll be right back.
It's 34 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos. And if you are still sleeping, you're on a bicycle.
On a bicycle, though. Okay.
I like the look on your face. Like,
Only a Port Harcourt person will get that.
For real?
Yes.
I want to get it.
Don't worry.
You will get it. We'll replay it.
Yeah, we'll replay it for you.
Fancy Nancy, the fanciest of them all, still here in the studio.
Good morning, Lagos. What's up, Lagos?
And the most gorgeous of them all.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Hi, Lagos. It's okay. I just want to remind you that it's okay.
Yeah.
And we have...
Isokan is like a little Barbie doll in the studio.
She is just so cute.
And for those of you who love her, we know why. We love her too. But we're talking about, yes, why people owe. Why do people like Bessie? That's what they call it, right? It's Bessie.
Bessians. We're talking about the Bessians.
Exactly. Why do people like to borrow and not pay back? And why does the attitude come right after you give them the money? You call them, they do not answer, they leave you on read, and sometimes they become outrightly rude. Like, am I the first to owe? Eh? Even government is owe. What is it?
Nigeria is owe.
Nigeria is owe. Even America.
America?
It's owing.
America is owing.
And so why are you disturbing me? Are you the first to give somebody money? But then when they came for the money, they were the nicest of persons. They made promises and promised heaven and earth. And then, pum.
They even call you Mimi.
Say, madam, is it because you're working in that radio station? That's why you're talking to me like this. Is it because I don't have the money to pay back? No, sir. We had an agreement.
Exactly.
And if you cannot meet the agreement, can you tell me when you would be able to likely pay this money? But have you had this experience? And was it a close member of your family? Was it a close friend? Did it strain the relationship? How did it affect your relationship with the person? And are you one of those people who say, I do not give what I cannot let go? Or do you still believe in people and give and allow them to make mistakes and correct themselves? How long is your patience? Yes. How long is your patience?
It's not long at all.
0700-993-993-993. You can join the conversation on WhatsApp. You can send us a message, or better still, you can tweet at Nigeria Info 99.3, or you could join the conversation right now. We'd like to hear from you. There's a message coming in.
Yes, so we have Afrigogo from Obalende who said, it's okay, Lagos, I'm not lending anymore. Some people are so talented in borrowing. In fact, they studied borrowing in school, borrowology. I beg, I need my money to buy some white nika and shoes, Joe. Fancy Nancy, I love your base line. Oh yeah, take this flower.
Thank you.
Get your flowers, girl. Got your flowers.
Get your flowers, girl.
Okay.
So we have Apochi Johnson. On the issues of borrowing, I borrow people money a lot. But my problem is that when it's time to repay, I become an enemy for requesting for my money back. I borrowed someone 100K since April. Up till now, he has not repaid. He is not even picking my call any longer, nor responding to my chats. My plan is to go and pay one soldier to help me deal with the guy, because this wicked and the money is giving me sleepless night. Chinebunebu.
Wait, how much are you now going to pay this soldier?
True, now, how much we pay the soldier?
To retrieve 100K, you will now
violent.
Pay.
Has to be like 50K. I know how difficult that this can be sometimes, especially if you had plans. Everybody has plans for their money. And there are times I've given people money and I say, okay, you know what? I know that by the time this person pays this money, I'm going to add it to this and do that. You don't reach like that. Soldier.
Mr. Soldier.
Wow.
I can tell he was really pain. So I don't really think it's the money, you know, getting it back. Like, I think it's the pain.
No.
The person ghosting you.
Yes.
Not talking to you, not replying your messages. So that's anger. So you need the soldier to help you sort out that part, then you get your money.
To be honest, it's really the, like you said, the communication aspect. All the person
it's
had
frustrating,
to do was reach out. Don't ghost. Say, yo,
I don't have
I'm
it
so
now.
Sorry. Yeah. This is what's going
this
on.
This is the, what the payment plan
blah.
Will be.
Boom.
I'll be giving you 5K every month until I complete the 100K. Yes, now. Because if you say, I'll give you 20K and every month.
And then something happens. Because
if
you
I
see,
just be giving me something, it just shows that you are accountable.
Also,
yes.
I want to come from
credible.
Another angle. I have given somebody money before, and the person was paying me like groundnuts money. And at the end of the day,
you just say forget
it. The money
it.
Was useless.
Forget it.
To me. And it was a lot of money. And, you know, they'll give me 2K today, 5K. It was a lot of money. So really, is that really the best way to pay me back if that was not the initial plan?
Just to avoid the person calling you and,
it's still,
you know,
bearer. It's, yeah, still bearer.
I don't know. But then, of course, we want to hear from you, Lagos. We're talking about borrowing and lending. And where do you draw the line when it comes to this? 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Lagos!
Hey!
He came with energy. Hey. Cheers to life.
It's cheers to life.
All
right, good morning. What's your... Oh, okay. Yeah, you just said your name. Go ahead.
This issue of borrowing money, now, wow. See, some people, they are just devil. They are just evil.
Oh, my God.
If they want to come to you that time, what they will be talking about, it will be as if it's God that sent them to come and borrow that money. They were so sweet. Kind, and I don't know how to use, but after you borrow them this money, I swear they are going to be your own killer. In fact, they can do anything to harm you. See, it happens to my mother. It's happened to me again. It's only because I just use my intellect. If not, there will be another problem.
So, were you able to get the money back?
But you care.
I heard that one. He said Nibo for where?
Okay.
I just let it go.
For the want of peace.
Since then, I've learned my lesson. See, what I can't part with, I don't give it out.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate your thoughts. Well, join the conversation. We're talking about borrowing and lending. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Hello.
I agree with his philosophy, though. What I can't part with, I won't lend.
Yeah. Hello? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. What's up?
That was up, Lagos needs a little push. But good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I was about to say, that's my high push I gave you guys.
Hey, morning. I need buy you something that will kick you.
Some Lucozade. Some boost.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Tammy.
Hey, Tammy.
How are you guys doing today?
We're great.
Okay, it looks like you guys came to my phone and read my message on borrowing, because I'm currently in that situation.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
Let's listen, please.
Yes. Normally, I don't borrow people money because I've learned over years. And if I do borrow you, I usually give it a year. After that, I just write it off. There's no point. Because I don't know how to ask people for money. I mean, like, to be repeatedly asking, where's my money? I don't know how to do that. So normally, let me just go with my dad's philosophy of whatever I can let go, I wouldn't give you. Mm. Now, I don't know what happened last month that thing left my head, and the friend was like, oh, well, I need money, da-da-da-da-da. I was like, okay, how much? And he told me, he's like, I'll give it to you in 2 weeks' time, with a specific date. Okay, no, not in a month now, it's a month and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, very specific date. So the 2 weeks passed, and then another 2 weeks, and I'm like, nothing, what's going on? So I sent him a message, hey, what's up? You know, with my account details, you know, that kind of hint.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry, I forgot. Maybe next week, I don't know, but you know, the time hasn't come yet.
Wow.
You don't give people money, because so now I'm waiting. I'm like, should I wait another 2 weeks? You know? Like another 3 weeks before
But have you spoken to him recently? Have you spoken to him today to say, what's up? Is there any hope of getting that money? Can you hear me? Oh, I think we lost her. I could tell that her network was a bit, you know, dodgy at the time. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the passcode?
I gave the whole house.
Give
What's
us the
up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Let's help you out.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Okay. Lemon, ginger, opal.
It's
plenty. Cheers to life.
Yes. Yeah. Grandma Rose.
Grandma Rose, how you doing?
Yes. It's been quite a lot of time. I traveled, yes. Hi, Andrel. I've not been hearing from her.
They are fine.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You see, about this matter. Me, I've learned my lesson. Do I even have enough to borrow after?
Abio.
This hard time. This is a hard time.
You see, my junior sister. If she borrow you and she cashes you that you wear a new cloth, you will give her her money. She will tell you your life is easy. You will throw that money at her.
I like that.
You use her money to marry your wife. You use her money to pay your child school fees. Let her cash you with one new cloth or your any latest cloth. You are done for that.
I like your sister.
You must pay her that money. Unless she doesn't see you with new clothes. The latest one. She's the one that we used to send to go collect the baby.
She's the baby retriever.
Let her catch you with any new clothes or any new slippers. She's all right. She will bring that money back.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, Grandma. Thank you so much for calling.
So when Isoke's brother called, I was worried for her. I'm like, Isoke, did you collect money from your brother?
I collected, though. Just in case he's listening.
I think her brother is nice and didn't want to out her.
Exactly. So
but I think it was a hint. Like,
it was a hint. Like,
you know, I can't out you yet. I'm about to
spread you in the cold.
So look, I'm just gonna pump the brakes here.
I am very accountable, okay? I will pay back.
She's credit worthy.
I will give you interest.
She's credit worthy.
What's your brother's name again, please?
Osaze,
please. I'm witness. Witness is two here in the studio. That's Mary Han and Fanzi Nanzi.
I think we should get 5% commission.
No, let not be greedy.
Okay.
But in case this girl don't give that interest, please, Osaze Odewingi.
Odewingi.
Please let me know, okay?
We're here for you.
Anyway.
Oh my goodness.
We're still taking your thoughts and your comments. Don't forget, you can tweet at Nigeria Info 99.3 on Twitter. You can send us a WhatsApp message and you can join the conversation on our phone line, 0700-993-993-993. Or as a lady, you can call 01465-7190. Let's take a few more messages and then we'll go back to the phone lines.
Okay, so we have Iran Gia, who said, it's so funny how someone you helped when in need will become a wild lion when it's time to pay back. I've fallen victim so many times because I feel for people in need, despite being in need too. So a while ago, I decided not to give out money I cannot let go again. Mm. I borrowed a sister 50K to add to school fees of a 100 level son. If not for Asu, he'll be in 300 level now. Yet I've not been paid back. Painful.
3 years?
So we have 3 years. What? We have someone who said, I work for my uncle and my balance was 50K. My uncle was paying me 10K each month and like monthly salary. It was really frustrating. Believing from Port Harcourt.
That's not even nice.
Yeah.
3 years.
3 years.
Come on.
Okay, so we have Olua Funke who said, the issue of lending people money is very, very dangerous because after you lend people money, then they turn you to a bad person by abusing you and even going to the extent of going to a herbalist.
What? Okay, that is extreme. If it does happen, that's extremely extreme.
Like, if
I don't even want to
like
believe
that.
It, but that is overly extreme.
A herbalist.
Top of my money.
The good that I wanted to do for you.
So we have Gideon from Lagos who said, I've had my own share of the money lending palaver. Once, I lent a colleague 14K to be repaid by April ending. He didn't pay back till I started asking around June, during which he paid 10K. I took constant calls before he balanced up the 4K this month, and he gave me serious attitude, telling me to calm down sarcastically. This was a day after salary was paid. The issue many times is know the money involved. The issue many times is not the money involved.
It's the attitude or act of trying to be smart. Yeah.
My childhood friend borrowed 50K from me to pay back in a month time to sort out accommodation issues. He couldn't pay up at the agreed time, but he keeps me abreast and keeps apologizing for it, even when I tell him to take his time. Now that is integrity. Mm-hmm. Also, please sensitize your listeners not to lend money to people doing so on WhatsApp with disappearing messages in.
Because you don't have evidence. Yes. You know the new thing on WhatsApp that you can turn on disappearing messages. So if for example, somebody asked me for money on social media, mm-hmm. WhatsApp, mm-hmm. and doesn't want to pay back, and then he knows that I have no evidence, or she knows I have no evidence, because mm-hmm. the messages have cleared up. So people will say, how are we sure that you gave him money?
And you don't have screenshots, right?
But then again,
I don't like to give people cash. You see, that's why I'm an electronic somebody.
Electronic transfer. You guys. That's a trail.
Yes, because there's a trail. I will be able to give you a screenshot because it's your name that will be on the account.
Yeah.
And for me, if I'm lending you money, or I'm sending money for a purpose, I always state it in that box on the bank app what the money is for. So you cannot lie, sir. And I also have an email that would put out, because a text message might cut short some of the details of the transaction, but my email will show everything. So what are you running to?
Let me ask you guys, speaking of electronic mediums, right, have you people ever received this phone call from any of those loan people?
I don't get calls, I get text messages
to say somebody used you as a guarantor.
Not necessarily. Oh, wow. Not a guarantor per se. So what these loan sharks do, these money lending, you know, companies do is they get access to the phone contact, the phone book of the person who's asking for the money, who's applying for the loan. And that person gives them access. That's how they have it. But then this is where it becomes an infringement on my right.
Because
I wasn't there. I didn't sign the paper. I wasn't part of this conversation. But because this person has my number, you feel that you have a right to send me a message. Sometimes they send me a message with the name of a person I hardly know.
I got a call like that saying a friend of mine. This person is my friend, but I haven't spoken to this friend in like five to 6 years. And they say,
is that type of a friend friend?
Well,
I'm joking.
And they say the person used you as a guarantor, and I'm like, guess what? I don't even have this person's phone number anymore.
But is that even right? They shouldn't say the person used you as a guarantor.
And I'm like, what? They first ask you, do you know this person? Of course, like, I know the name. It's like, I know the name. I'm like, yeah. God forbid, probably the person is an accident or something. And they're like, okay, this person used you as a guarantor. I'm like, what? Listen, this person you're talking about, I don't even have their phone number anymore.
Yay. That's the most ridiculous part. I had to go into a place I worked and asked about a name I saw on my phone, like, who has this name? And then they say, oh, it's this person. And I'm like, we're not even friends. Why am I getting messages? And they said, oh, let's tell you how it works. So I didn't even know how it worked. At some point, somebody sent a message about some distant relative that she's a serial this, and I'm like,
I don't think that thing is legal.
Oh my goodness.
Like, you need to scrap, like, seriously, you need to stop doing that.
I know, because it's an infringement of my personal space.
Did you see my signature?
So that just reminds me. So, I mean, coming into the station, I had to fill a guarantor form, right? So I asked a friend of mine to, you know, fill the form, and she was like, all right, it's okay. I beg you, please, don't run away with money.
Don't go and do anything that will be trouble.
They need to be aware, you know, you can't just...
But you can't also tell everybody in your phone book that you're going to get a loan. And you can't text every single person. For example, if you have 1,000 people on your phone book, can you tell the 1,000 people on your phone book that I did go collect a 50K loan? No.
Just
in case they send a message. No. And that's why I find it's a conversation that has to be had. These guys who have access to phone books and send messages. I mean, I'm sure the person must have put the name of a family member or a close friend.
When I didn't borrow money.
I mean, I'm just saying. And then it's easier for me to say, well, Nancy, I'm going to borrow money and I'm putting down your name. So don't be surprised
if
when
they
you get
call
a message.
You, yes. And as I also have to agree.
As opposed to the whole newsroom.
Yes, so
getting a message that Marianne is owing us 500 million. And has refused to pay back.
And when you come to work, we'll be like, babe, well done. Twale.
Twale, mama.
We see your hand.
All right, we have got to go because we have a break in a few minutes. Okay. All right, so let's take some more calls. And then, of course, we'll wrap up this side of the conversation. All right. 0700-993-993-993 is the number for you to call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's the passcode?
This is Omar on the line. What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
yes, Lagos?
Thank you.
Okay.
I want to contribute on this issue on ground now. It's happened to me. I loaned some people money, but during their time, they promised to pay back, but they won't pay back. What I do is to write it off because you don't know what the person is passing through for that period they promised to pay back.
Apologies, we had Zessa jump on us there, but it's very important for us to make these monies because it's necessary, so we don't have to be borrowing money from you guys.
We can pay our bills.
Before we went on that break, we had a caller, but I don't know if he's still on. Are you still there? Thank you for holding.
Hello?
Oh, I think we lost that call. Yeah. Anyway, join the conversation, 0700-993-993-993. We'll take one more call before we wrap up on this side of the clock. Hello? What's up, Lagos? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what's up, Lagos?
I'm back again.
All right, all right. Let's go.
So, what I was saying. So now, there's all this online borrowing. So, I borrow them with promise of paying on monthly period. But don't under the 2 weeks, I will pay them. For them to refund the interest back for me, they refuse to return it back to me. They did this in 3 times. So is it not the same thing for you lending them, borrowing money to somebody and the person paying back? Is it not the same fraud?
Well, it's a big question that needs to be answered, but we got to go. It's almost time for the news at the top of the hour. And now on the other side of the clock, we're going to be talking about stingy partners. Stingy, underline the word stingy partner. Is there even such a thing? Can you have a partner?
Somebody's nerdy.
We'll talk about it. Are you in a relationship? Are you married? Is your partner stingy? What can we do about it? Stay with us. It's Friday, just in case you do not know, and we are bugging because we cannot come and kill ourselves and die.
We're not owing anybody.
Are we sure? Mm-hmm. Nancy, are you sure? Set your soul. You're sure you're not owing even your hubby?
Let me not talk too much before they begin to call the show.
The cells will call for you on the phone lines. But it's still What's Up Lagos, 5 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. Fancy Nancy in the studio.
Hello.
And my Barbie doll, Isoke.
Yo, what's up, Lagos?
Anyway, this side of the show, we're going to be talking about stingy partners. And when I say stingy partners, I don't mean frugal because, you know, people say, no, I'm not stingy, I'm just frugal.
People believe they are frugal and it's annoying.
But do you believe that stingy people know that they're stingy and they own it with their chest? Let me use that street word. Or do they not know that they're being stingy and they think that that's okay? Because there's a difference. There are people who know that they're stingy and they're fine by it. But there are also people who do not necessarily understand that they're being stingy. And then sometimes even ask for help and say, well, I didn't think I was being stingy. And I've seen people change from being extremely stingy to being a bit, you know, okay. Not great, but not bad.
Where do you find these people, Marianne? I need to hang out with your peeps, man.
I don't understand. I'm saying I've seen and I've heard of people. But how do you deal with a stingy partner? And when I say partner, it could be your husband, it could be your wife, it could be your partner in a relationship, it could be your partner in a business, it could be any partner.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with a stingy partner?
Can we define stingy first? Because, I mean, what, like, could it be prudent or, you know, somebody who is, you
prudent
know.
Has nothing to do with it. Frugal maybe, but not prudent.
Not prudent.
Like somebody who wants to save and wants to be, you know.
I think stingy people hide behind that facade of, oh, I'm a frugal person. You're a stingy person. They hide behind. Being prudent is different.
I see how passionate Nancy is about this.
Nancy is passionate.
Have you had an experience? I'd like for you to share with me, but let me start by giving a background. Now, having a stingy partner can be tiring, especially, you know, after talking over the issue, you know, with a spouse without noticeable changes. It's very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Stinginess can affect unions in several ways. Now, a woman I spoke with, in her view, on the issue, she's a young mother of 3, she said that once a woman has a source of income, it would be easy for her to spend money on herself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some men are stingy, she said. But if a woman has her own business or her job, she should not bother to ask her husband for money for everything once she notices he's stingy. Because mm-hmm. that's even the worst part. If the lady has a job, she can pay her bills and take care of herself without his help. If the woman does not have anything to do to earn money, there will always be problems in that house. Because she will always want to ask her husband for money and he might respond harshly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the lady also urged women with stingy partners to let them know that what they are doing was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She said, and I quote, "Stingy partners, especially men, should be left on their own after one has tried talking to them and there are no changes. Because they can become angry because they don't want to hear any requests of money to buy something that is needed at home."
Yeah.
It's also stingy partners... it's also important for women who have stingy partners to have their sources of income so they don't become a liability to these men.
Very important.
Once the stingy man sees that his wife no longer asks him for money and she's doing fine on her own, he might change. Some might not, though.
I don't think he'll change.
Some men pay bills and provide food for the family, but they will not buy clothes for their wives or their children.
Mm-hmm.
Stingy men should also try to change if they can't spend on their families. I don't know what they want to spend their monies on, she added.
Do you remember when it became a thing on social media, Stingy Men Association?
Wow. With Don Jazzy leading.
It was trending. That thing was trending. And people thought it was funny, but...
It wasn't.
It wasn't funny to me at all. I'm sorry, but hey, that's my opinion. It wasn't. What's that? Stingy Men Association, you're the president, you're proud, and you can't take care of your wife and your
children.
But
I think it was in a context. They were joking. I think it was a fun thing. They were just saying, let's be smart. These girls are using us as bank ATMs.
I get that.
Them, I think it was just a fun thing. I don't think it was real. For the Stingy Men Association, I don't even see Don Jazzy being stingy.
Anything stingy gives me the hypes, so.
You know, I don't believe in, okay, how do we deal with a stingy partner? How do we manage? You're stingy out of my face.
Thank you.
That's it. Like, why am I trying to manage and, like, walk around it and, you know, show that me, I'm independent.
So you're so saying that the stingy people, whether men or women, are not going to get any love?
No.
Wow.
Love is giving.
Love is, yes.
Love is giving
love
and
is
receiving.
Generous.
You
love
give,
is sacrificial.
You receive. You don't expect me to be giving
love
all the time and you will not give back.
Love doesn't think of themselves. They put you first.
It will make me resent
Why
you.
Why are you stingy? How will you put me first?
Exactly. You're stingy okay. with your love. You're stingy with your money. You're stingy with affection. You're stingy with communication.
Out of my face.
Ew. Why so angry, ladies? But quickly, I'd like to give out money because I'm not stingy.
Hey! Oga don't come.
Yes, sir. We're loyal. Boss, we're loyal.
Your shoes shine, your face shine. Anyway, today's treasure hunt is a photo of the famous Abuja City Gate. I'll say it again. Today's treasure hunt is a photo of the famous Abuja City Gate. Now, you can go find it anywhere on the Nigeria Info app. So that way you stand a chance of winning 5,000 Naira. And that's on What's Up Lagos, because we're generous on this show.
We're not stingy.
We're not stingy. So once you find it, click on it, fill the requested details and submit. Faster fingers, or the fastest finger, wins this one. So good luck. You've got just 30 minutes. Go ahead now. Search. You need to find the Abuja Gate, that famous Abuja City Gate. Go and look for it. 5,000 is up for grabs. Back to the conversation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fancy Nancy, Isoken, hate stingy partners. But the question this afternoon or this morning is, how do you deal with a stingy partner? Do you agree with my respondent, the lady, the married woman who I spoke with? Or do you go with Isoken and Nancy? But how do we go about dealing with them? How do you even tell a person, honey, I think you're stingy. You're not frugal. I think you're stingy.
Exactly the way you just did. Honey, I think you're stingy. You're not frugal, but you're stingy.
Join the conversation, 0700-993-993-993. Or you can call if you're a lady, 01465-7190. And tweet at us at Nigeria Info PH. Send a WhatsApp message on our WhatsApp platform. I would love to hear from you. Join the conversation. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, just alive.
You know what? Even the chicken in your backyard joined to do What's up, Lagos.
Yes, so. Those chicken, they're not here.
All right, go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
See, Joy calling.
All right.
Let me tell you, when me and my husband were dating, he didn't show that he was stingy, you know. He was just bringing the money anyhow.
Hey.
But when we get married, stinginess come inside, though. I tell you, oh God, if you don't ask him money, you don't want to drop anything. That one that said that you will just be spending your money, maybe later it will change. Yeah. Nalayo, Efia. You will just be spending from month to month. This man will not even shake body. I tell you, I even complained to one of my friends, I said, let me just leave him and be spending. That one said, collect the money. So I learned from that one. I will drag the money out of his hand. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for calling. As you said, you drag the money out of his hand.
Should we retrieve it?
You have to be very stingy for this, or drag the money from your hand. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Yes, sir. The truth then is this. It's not that somebody is stingy. You see, I've said this word of stingy. Sometimes you say somebody is stingy, but you don't know how many people is demanding. The only person that has right to say somebody is stingy, I think it should be your wife, that you are supposed to give everything you have.
But if you are not giving her...
Not big. Because the truth is that sometimes people refer to you as stingy, and they don't even know what you're facing. And in a situation whereby you are the only one giving, but woman has not given you 50 kobo in your life before. And they are always chopping your money. You are not even doing anything with them, not even sleeping with anybody. You love them, you want a relationship. At the end, they chop your money, they go. And these people will still label you stingy if you are trying to look for a good person.
Okay.
I think that's why you said with your partner, not a babe you're toasting.
Yes.
I think your question was direct.
That person hasn't gotten to the level that they reserve the right to tell you how to spend your money.
Exactly.
But if I'm in a long-term relationship with you, let's say we've dated for 6 to 8 months, a year, 2 years, I totally deserve the right to say, look, I am not doing this, because I don't even know how you're in a relationship with a person, whether you're male or female, and you're not giving each other
anything.
And it doesn't have to be money. I mean, giving.
Yeah. Imagine it's your birthday.
Because stinginess doesn't just boil down to money. Stinginess is about caring. It's about showing concern. It's about giving of your time, your space, your a lot of things.
Birthday present. Very important.
Some people don't like birthday. This guy was really weird.
They don't like birthday presents?
Oh, yes. I met this really weird guy. Very good looking guy. Works in one of these really nice companies. Yeah. But then says, I don't like birthday gifts.
There's trauma.
No, that's when
it.
I knew that was my first red flag.
There's trauma behind it. There's definitely trauma behind it.
So I was like, are you sure you're right? Because I can't
be all right.
You can't send me a gift. I don't need all that birthday drama. Just do you, I'll do
definitely
me.
Trauma behind it.
I'm like, excuse me, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm from, we do birthdays. We celebrate it. It's a thing in
celebrate
my home.
Celebrate life.
We don't forget anybody's birthday. My mother, God bless her soul, always remembered my best friend's birthdays, and she would send them a text or she'd call them. Aww. It's a thing. And so I meet you and then you're giving me negative energy. I was like, oh God, we have to get out of here.
Be gone.
We've got to get out of here. Like, so yes, giving gifts is also, it could be a love language.
Yeah, and it gifts doesn't have language. To be expensive. It's just,
it's a thought that counts.
Yeah, it's just a thought that
but
counts.
But does that really apply to girls today? Because, you know, girls today are really, I'm sorry, girls, I'm sorry, ladies, we're becoming a bit more materialistic. And so the thought now does not necessarily count.
It depends on the individual.
Me and you are old school.
Yeah, we're like, yes,
I don't know about Sisoke. Okay. Okay, so you guys know that for me, it's definitely the thoughts that count.
Yeah.
It's not about what.
Yeah, no, you bought somebody that.
But yeah, I mean, like, even if it's just like a gift that reflects an inside joke.
Yeah.
I know. So my 2019 birthday card was like the funnest thing I've ever had. So I'll try not to say too much about it, but
tell us.
It was this card that sings. So I celebrated with my very good friend who lives in Atlanta. We were in Atlanta together at the time, and her boyfriend gave me this card that when you open it, it sings. Thanks. And then it had like a very ripped guy in it, and he said, "I'm sure you want to see this." And then he had his hands. Oh. So it was really fun. It wasn't anything special. It probably was like a $5 card or something.
But it was a thought.
But it was really exciting. Every year I open that card and he sings and it's just really fun.
Yeah.
So it's the thought.
It's the thought that counts.
Yes, exactly.
For some of us.
Yes, for some of us.
Anyway, we're talking about Stingy Partners here. If you're just joining us, it's 99.3 Nigeria Info Lagos. And I hear that I've been saying PH a lot.
It's mistake.
Leave me. I'm not in Lagos.
Anyway. Once a Port Harcourt girl, always a Port Harcourt girl.
Always bole and fish
and sauce. Not
saucy fish.
How do you know I tweeted that yesterday? I really needed it.
So here's the thing. In Lagos, we do bole and granules.
I find that very ridiculous.
Exactly.
But what's up, Lagos?
Village people cannot Port Harcourt, fathom it.
No, we find it insulting, honestly.
Oh, you're Port Harcourtian.
Yes. And Lekaya Bole is the best.
Okay, you guys, will you take me to like have some
really girl, you're good. Welcome.
We'll take you.
You're welcome.
We'll okay.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers. Chat to live. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. So my name is Vivian, and I have to say this, right?
Okay. Vivian.
A popular man of God once said, "Beware of a stingy spouse," and he couldn't have said it in any better way.
Yeah.
God bless him.
That's right.
A stingy partner is stingy with all their resources, not just money, but their time, their affection, everything else. So
bridge, flag, sister.
Stingy, this is when you start walking away. It's like, all right, back to sender.
I'm walking away from the troubles in my life. I'm walking away. Thanks, Vivian, for calling.
Thank you.
And you know she's very correct.
Thank you.
Like,
yeah,
she's absolutely correct.
Yeah, she's very
stingy
correct.
They are stingy with communication. They are stingy with giving. They are stingy with affection. They are stingy.
They're stingy with their taste.
This is my they're stingy in fellowship. This is my theory. You can't have a stingy partner. Like, you're not a partner if you're stingy.
You're saying you can't. Like, people don't have them. They have them. The color.
No.
She had. So she's saying
I get what
at
she's
the beginning.
Saying.
That's like saying.
So can you say that person shouldn't even be your partner?
No, that person is not a partner. It's just like saying, can you be lovers with your enemy?
No.
Your enemy is not your lover. Yeah. But you can say, oh, but I'm at war with my. They are two differently exclusive something. You cannot have a partner that is stingy. That person is not in themselves a partner.
There is no partnership without giving.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about not one track, not one way giving.
Yeah.
It has to be a two-way traffic.
Yeah, two-way.
I'm giving, you're giving. And then it doesn't have to be a competition. It can be if it's a good sport between you guys. Because you know some people
like
want to outgive one another.
A Lamborghini, you buy me a Maserati.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I like that kind of. Okay.
Maserati.
Okay. Let's take some messages that are coming in.
Okay, all right. So we have Enoch from Ikorodu who said, concerning the birthday gift, I actually don't collect two and there's nothing attached to it. I just don't fancy it. Bye-bye. Okay, so we have Kenneth.
Enoch, come, let me lay hands on you.
Loose.
Risk.
Let's not even speak.
Chandelier.
Because they know. They know that they know.
They know that there's some trauma behind
exactly.
It.
Absolutely.
Tell us the story when you're ready.
Just let us know, please. Okay, so we have Afrigogo who said, I love stingy partners. They're very economical. They don't spend anyhow. They are not extravagant. In fact, 80% of stingy partners
partners are rich. Stinginess is next to wealthiness.
What?
But please don't be stingy with me in fellowship, or else.
No, you say you love stingy partners.
So enjoy the
stinginess. You're going to be stingy
through
to the end.
And through every, to the end.
Everything's stingy.
All round.
But you know, somebody asked a question earlier that when you're saving all of this money, who are you saving it up for? Is it not supposed to be your partner, the person you're supposed to spend your life with?
No, when, see, Maria, let them not get it mixed up. Let them not get it mixed up. There's a difference between prudent and stinginess.
Yes.
When you're prudent, it doesn't mean you'll be just be giving and just be giving everything you have, you know, without any sense to it. There's
not
a difference.
You're not Santa Claus.
We're not saying don't just go out and just dash money everywhere when you're not a big Cubana, right? I'm sure even he gives with some sense.
Well, you want to make me choke.
So there's a difference between being prudent and being I hate that word. I dislike that word.
Frugal is good. It's good to be frugal.
Just being unnecessarily tight-fisted, you know, the Igbos call it akagon.
But you know what? So I also have another theory. First off, so my father always told me the easiest way to lose friends is to borrow money from them. You know, like when money matters are involved, it's easy to actually it's easy for things to get complicated and sour, right?
Yeah.
I honestly just think if you don't have a specific type of relationship with a person, right?
Don't ask them for money.
Yeah. Don't ask them for money and don't give. There's some people like...
Okay, but in this case, I'm married to you, Isoken. I'm your partner for
life.
Are
you? Okay.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no.
Help me, Lord, with this. It's okay. But sincerely, I'm married to you and I love you. Mm. And I don't need to say that I love you by saying it. I can just be out and I see something that looks like Isoken and I get it. It doesn't even have to be a Lamborghini.
Absolutely.
And then I bring it and she's like, oh, my God, how did you know?
It can be Tom Tom. You can be coming home from work and you see Tom Tom and you're like, hey, babe, I got Tom Tom for you. It would
that's
be funny.
If Isoken likes Tom Tom. I'm just saying it's in the
honey one, honey lemon
you
one.
You see?
Exactly.
You see it?
We're giving you an invoice.
You see it?
After this show, you will pay for the advert that you just
is
did.
You
both of you.
Tom Tom now?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Anyway, we're talking about stingy partners here and it's 25 minutes gone past 11 o'clock. I'm Mary Anna Cohn. It's still 99.3 Nigeria
that's
info.
Right.
I'm trying not to say but Harcourt here. And of course, we're looking at why people are stingy and how we can help it. If you're in a relationship with a stingy person, how do you cope? And how do you let your partner lovingly know that they're stingy and it's affecting the relationship? How do you go about that? And please, let's not keep saying it's the man that is stingy. There are women that are stingy.
Yeah, that's true.
There are women that are stingy. That man called and said his wife has never... giving him anything other than the children, I'm guessing. But how do you expect the man to always be the one giving? Yeah, but you're the man. Now, where is it written that it has to be just the man?
Surprise your husband. Surprise your boo. You know, do something nice. Do something loving.
Okay. Well, we have to go on a break, unfortunately. When we come back, we'll take more of your thoughts. So keep them coming on WhatsApp, on Twitter. And, of course, we will get to read them. Stay tuned. In case you're just joining us, it's What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anna Cohn, Fancy Nancy, Isoken. It's
hello,
an
Lagos.
All-girl star cast.
Yo, 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 yo.
Every day, Monday through to Friday, we
Destiny
are here.
Destiny Girls.
I can never get over these Destiny Girls.
You are the Destiny Girls, though.
I'm Beyonce.
Like, see the hair. Like, it's Beyonce.
Yeah, you're the Beyonce, but like, no, I'm actually the Beyonce.
I'm
Beyonce.
Not Beyonce. I kind of like Kelly.
I was going to take Kelly.
I like Kelly. Yeah. I like Kelly. She's superb. I've always been a Kelly fan. I've always
Michelle
loved
is
Kelly.
Definitely not my vibe. Like,
really? Why? She's
got
like
a great
singer.
Voice. Yes, she has like the best.
They use her to do the
staccato
bridge
on the group.
She's the Christian one.
You're not a Christian woman.
I am. I'm a Christian.
I'm calling your husband now.
When what? Jesus says yes.
Anyway, joining us, these people are funny.
Oh my God.
Anyway, we're still talking about stingy partners. In case you're just joining us, how do you deal with a stingy partner? Whether it's a male or a female, whether you're dating, whether you're married, or you're in a business relationship, how do you walk around that person? Because sometimes it feels like you have to walk on eggshells around these persons, especially if their ego is somewhat fragile, whether it be male or female, you know. And how do you tell them without offending them? Because most of the time, and most of the people who've called us have told us that their partners get very offended when you point it out to them that, honey, I think you're being a bit stingy. Or very stingy. You've not been able to do this or that. You're always complaining about. And so the part that bits me is that you have money. I see that you have money. But I say, oh, well, we're going grocery shopping and we need money for grocery shopping. Please, I don't have money. I don't understand how that, how does that come out? This is your partner. She knows that you have money. You might not have much money, but you can't say I don't have money.
And you eat from
but you're going to eat. So if I buy it, you eat, Sha. I'm not married, so I don't. But I'm just imagining it.
Yeah, it happens.
And if we're partners, and you're driving my car, I fueled it, and now you've driven all the fuel, and I'm saying, babe, can you fuel the car before you drop it? I don't have money, please. Is it not your car? Must I always buy fuel for you? Maybe I've not bought fuel before in this car. Just telling you. Anyway, join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. How do you deal with a stingy partner? Hello. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers
to life. Good morning.
Yo, this is...
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm Roland by name.
Go ahead, Roland.
And I don't know why do some ladies don't really like smart guys before them.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about stingy partners.
If when a lady comes across a smart guy who spent prudently, they intend seeing him as stingy. And I don't know why. Most ladies in this town. Yes. Okay, you invited the lady out on a date, not in a local restaurant, probably in a high lounge. He came from your home. You bought her the water means of coming. Uber that is not supposed to be more than 3K or 4K. You can't pay. You called me out to come and pay. After paying, we came in, started ordering for what you know on the norms. If you take yourself out, you wouldn't do that. No, I don't know why.
Why do I know where this is going? This is going somewhere.
When you let the ladies out, that is when she will not numb brain. She will start thinking of what she should go eat. That's when she never eat for over 4 months. By that time, you can't remember to the eat time.
Okay.
It's annoying.
Okay.
It's annoying. But when you take a lady out to a restaurant to buy food, that is when she will order now.
Okay, I get where you're coming from. So we're keeping these conversations to 1 minute, and I'm going to buttress your point. He's saying that a couple of girls, because I don't think it's every girl. I think we had this conversation within the week or last week about living within your means. I think Remima was also here in the studio when we talked about it. How do you want something that you cannot afford on a normal day? Nancy, you were the one that was saying you want. And we said, did somebody else come to this life to slave for you? Because, I mean, he's saying, I take you out on a date. I'm paying for your Uber. It's time for us to order. And you order so much, forgetting that you don't have money. I'm the one to pay. So you're being inconsiderate. Because, you do not know how much I have. Because I bring you to a nice restaurant doesn't mean that I want you to order everything. Except I say so. Because there are people who would say, order whatever. It's on me. But even when somebody says that, don't be greedy. It's a problem. You want to say something?
Yeah, Marianne, I want to differentiate this so that they don't get it twisted.
Twist it.
Prudence.
prudent means acting with or showing care and thought for the future. That's what being prudent means. Mm-hmm. Then,
and saving my money sometimes can be being prudent.
A stingy individual is someone who has money but is very reluctant to part with it. He's a miser. There's a difference between being stingy and being prudent.
Being miserly.
With the room miser there.
Yeah. A stingy person is a miser.
So who's a frugal person?
A stingy person.
No. Come on, let's go to the definition of frugal, honey. Frugal. Don't be so biased. You look too biased.
I'm a journalist. The first rule.
You're being too biased.
The first rule is not to be biased.
Yeah, exactly. But you seem a bit biased about it.
No, I had to.
So we have frugal as an adjective.
Okay.
Sparing or economical as regards money or food.
And the example there is, I'm a bit too frugal to splash out on designer clothes, and that's fine. I could get something cheaper that looks just like it would be a knockoff, but it would be as good as the designer.
Prudent is actually a synonym for frugal. Yeah.
It's better than stingy. Stingy is reluctance.
Yes, I'm still on the stingy.
Well, let's read some messages on our WhatsApp quickly before we go back to the phone lines.
Okay. So we have someone who said, "Hi, what's up, Lagos? My name is Samuel. I'm dating a girl and her salary was twice mine, but she wants me to do everything for her, like go to the stage of buying toothpaste for her."
That ain't her problem.
Is she frugal or she's a miser?
She's stingy.
Stingy people hide behind that facade of, "Oh, I'm a frugal person."
She's not even buying her own toothpaste.
They use that as a cover up.
Toothpaste is most expensive. Toothpaste will be like 1K.
She's a stingy person, but she says she's frugal because she wants to
save. Don't kill the brother because he loves you.
Toothpaste. Mm-mm. On top toothpaste.
Someone else said, a friend of mine was getting married and I sent 20K to him to support the wedding. 2 days before the wedding, he called and says I should borrow him 30K to rent the wedding gown or something and that he would pay back.
Oh, that's about the payback. Oh, sorry. We're done talking about that.
Okay. So we have someone who said, the difference between being stingy and the other is reasoning. Being stingy is holding on to money without reason, while the other is giving reason why we should and shouldn't prioritize spending. Prioritizing spending.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
I like when you prioritize spending.
Yeah, because you can't also be saying, because I'm generous, let's spend our lives away. No.
So I'm not also going to hold on to the money and not want to like put priority on what I should spend on, and I'll be like, I don't have.
There's a movie of Kanayo Okanayo years ago. I think it was like 5 years ago. And every time his family asked for money, he was so stingy. Even his car, he barely drove it. But he bought a brand new car and barely drove it. He didn't let his children drive the car.
He'd be looking at it every money.
I'm telling you, he was so stingy
to himself
that he was stingy to his wife, his children. And then he had so much money saved up, and his wife kept asking him, What are you doing with your money? Because I literally run this house. I can't remember. I think it was Ngozi, one of the Ngozi Nwosu the time. That was his wife in that video. I can't remember what happened to him. I think that money, he lost it at the end of the day or something. The money that you were keeping away from your wife and your family. So I wonder if these movies sometimes really reflect on the realities of certain people's lives.
Yeah, it mirrors society, mirrors people's lives.
Wow.
Okay, so we have Dampi from Ngondo who said, do you know that it's vice versa, be it woman or man, some are stingy. I've dated a banker before. I gave her everything. I bought gifts and also bought 2 phones for her, but she's never bought a handkerchief for me before. She says she's giving me her bori. I fear some Niger girls.
But you see, I find that very ridiculous. It's the most preposterous, for the want of
the
a better
thing
word,
is both ways.
Thing to say.
Yeah.
You know, you and I and Abimor were having a conversation, and she said, body goes 2 ways too.
Yeah, body's both ways.
So don't ever use that against anybody.
Yeah.
And as we just said, Dampi, we said it on the show, it's not a man thing, because I heard a lot of women calling to say, these men, women are stingy too. I've met so many of them, stingy even to themselves. They don't even buy their own deodorant.
Ew.
You're not epping yourself.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have one more message from Maine. I'm just lost for word. I have to read. We have John from Lekki who said, good morning, everyone in the studio. My wife is so generous to me. Imagine, she's not working. Whenever I'm out of cash and I ask her for financial assistance, she always gives me what she has at the moment. Even I've been borrowing money from her since we got married. Aww. 6 years now, and I have not paid back a couple. Aww. And if I go to her now to ask for another borrowing now, all she will say is, how much is all my money with you now? I'll just reply her and say $1 billion. And she will just laugh. That's all. Guess the kind of woman she is. I love you, Queen Sarah. Thanks.
Oh, that's sweet. Aww.
So wait. She's a queen because she does not ask for her money back.
No, but that's how it should be.
I'm sorry.
You see the love behind the whole thing.
But you see, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. So, but it's okay for the man not to ask for his money back. Oh, he's your king then, huh? Double standards. Give me another message, honey. Double standards.
Osa says, when a lady orders for so much during a date, that's the first red flag. She's not into you 100%.
Absolutely.
If a lady comes with intentions to scavenge me, she no go see.
Scavenge me.
But if you are real, I will spend the paper on you. The movie you're talking about was acted by Clem. Oh, amazing.
No, yes, it was Kanayo. Clem's. It was Clem's, not Kanayo. Yes, it was Clem's.
I like when you said scavenge me.
It's scavenging because you're trying to pick off everything off
scavenge me.
And you want to leave me naked.
Scavenge me.
Like naked in a poly.
Naked.
It's not a good something. Anyway, 0700-993-993-993. Join the conversation. We'd like to hear from you. How do you deal with a stingy partner, be male or female? How do you tell them lovingly that they're stingy?
What's up, Lego?
Just alive,
yeah. Now, the truth there is this. First, what is changing? Having and not giving.
Mm-hmm.
You have it, but you are not giving. Whereby you don't have it, Nicole. And the truth, I always appreciate whenever this lady, sorry, I've forgotten your name. She's there. They always say that spending should not be one side, but let's be realistic in this part of the world, in Nigeria. They are good women, but they are rare.
Mm-hmm.
Majority now is first. Looking at you up to down, said they don't mess you up before they want to even demand. Should you love somebody because of what the person gives to you? No. First, see, money is not only gift. Someone can give you advice that can help you in a lifetime.
And yes, we did say that on this conversation, that it's so, beyond money and gifts.
Yeah, but in this part of the world, and that's why you hear many ladies calling, they have just this mentality that the man should start spending the day he tells me he loves me.
No.
That's not nice. No.
But that is the reality.
Of some people.
Not joke of, that is the fact.
Of some people.
Nigeria of today.
No.
They are still good women, but they
exactly. So that cannot be the fact of Nigeria because there are people. No.
You're generalizing.
No, sir. I agree with you, but then there are people who do not base their relationships on what they can get from you. So I'm helping you here. I'm helping you to tell you that you cannot put a blanket on everybody and say that's
Nigeria. I'm not putting a blanket. That's why I said they are still few. When you said in 100, they are 90. You are not putting all. That means the bad are more.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. So you see, when you're when you're having conversations, I can't say all Nigerian girls are like Most of the Nigerian girls I know of.
Yeah.
Because you see, we're 200 plus million people in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And if I've met just 50 girls and they all give me the same vibe, doesn't mean that every the whole person, 200 plus million people in Nigeria act like those girls.
Absolutely.
Just means you're unlucky.
No, it just means that you're part of town. They're dangerous.
Yeah.
It's true.
0700-993-993-993. Hello. Good morning. Hello. What's going on?
Hello.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Why do you sound like you're whispering? It's like you're whispering.
No,
first time.
I'm in the office. I just couldn't help.
You couldn't shout. Oh, we love you. Kizzies. Mwah.
Thank you.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
The office. I'm calling from VA.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. My opinion is that in a, like me, if I'm in a relationship, I usually give 3 months. If 3 months, if you're not giving money, I would jack my ass and see.
What?
You're part of the problem of Nigeria.
What? What do you really mean?
She said that after 3 months in the relationship, you don't give her money, she's leaving.
Okay, but do you give money?
Excuse me, do you give money after 3 months? Auntie, because you see, what you expect, you have to give.
Yeah.
And she goes. She jackpot.
That was not right. What are you in the relationship because of
but
the
you
money?
But you see, honey, this is what a lot of women are learning from. These are the yardsticks they're using to judge relationships men.
They need to unlearn.
And that's why they fall into the wrong hands.
They need to unlearn.
And we're not trying to judge you here, honey. We're just saying.
I'm judging you.
Well, that's Nancy judging.
Judge Nancy.
But we're saying that you have to start making the right kinds of decisions when you are in these relationships.
Yeah,
you can't go after a person's money. What happens when the money's out? When you get married, he gives you all the money. And then the money's out. So you leave him out in the cold?
Let's talk about this, Marianne. Sorry. You're in a relationship with this guy. You enter because of the money and you're there. Collect that 3 months. He would have given you 100 slaps.
Exactly.
Severe beating.
Or kicks.
Admit you in the best hospital.
Or verbal abuse. Or verbal abuse. Or emotional trauma.
How much are you collecting? And you'll be disabled somehow. I'm not saying you'll be disabled, but...
It reminds me of something I said to you. I don't know if it was you. I was saying when I was in my pre-degree years in uni, at the time, one of my very close friends had this boyfriend who was older than us. And he was working in a bank at the time. And every time they fought... I kid you not. So it was at that time that I realized that, you know, people were being domestic, the way being victims of domestic violence and all of that. So she'd always say, oh, I fell. Because I used to play badminton for my uni. So I was like a badminton thing. Nuga Games. So she was my team member and my teammate. And every time we went for training, oh, I fell down on the stairs. I said, but your house no get stairs. Oh, I hit my face on the door. And then later on, I realized it was the guy that was hitting her. By the way, if you meet him, he's the quietest, nicest looking
It'd be them.
Guy. And he used to hit her. He did not just hit her. He would take everything he had bought for her down to the TV and the speakers, take it back when they're fighting.
And now take it back when they reconcile.
When they reconcile, he will buy new things and then take all those ones back. And that alone in itself is manipulation.
Oh my God.
It's mentally not good for the lady. But she was in that relationship and he gave her everything she wanted. So again, this is an example.
3 months.
I'm giving, but I'm also taking so much from you. Is that what you really want? I'd rather that you give me who you are. I want to see your real person.
Exactly.
Behind the facade of the gift giving and the niceness, I want to see who you really are. And that's why we can't put a time frame to it, should we?
No.
But we're taking more calls. Join the conversation. Hello. Oh, we lost that call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Please turn off your radio quickly. Thank you very much.
Yeah, my name is Funshola Jibade, calling from my jazz.
Funshola, give us the password, please.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, hey.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I would... It's my own thing. When I meet anyone, I believe out to anybody is what I can afford. Either you want to build me or you don't want to build me as a side. I would rather tell you, in fact, up today, when I'm going out with a lady, I must have told you from home.
Only
have 50,000.
Funshola, I'm so sorry. Your line is breaking, and so it's not letting us hear you properly. I'm so sorry. If you can send us a message or can call back, maybe it would be better. We'll take another call. Hello. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Hello. You're my last caller. No. Hello. What's up, Lagos? You're my last caller.
What's up, Lagos?
Test to life. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
The last caller.
Mm-hmm.
Chris.
Chris, go ahead.
Just like
The lady that just called around said, if I'm dating 3 months, you know, give me money, I will jackpot. You know, most ladies see relationships of going to relationships that men is meant to be giving them money, which is absolutely wrong.
Mm.
If you have hands, you can still work. And men should stop seeing ladies like, if you are going or approaching a lady in that mindset of, I just want to, you know,
I want to spoil you, baby, with all my money.
Exactly. That's more reason why ladies believe they are going to relationships with men depend on them.
Mm.
But because that in this part of the world, we don't really, few people don't really understand what relationship is all about.
I don't think it's just this part of the world. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but it's not just in this part of the world. It's everywhere. Go on social media.
Yeah.
It's in the US, it's in the UK. It's about money but now. It's this generation.
No, not about money. No. I've lived in Holland. Don't tell me everywhere in the world is money.
It's
no.
This generation.
It's everywhere. It cuts across.
Trust me.
No, it definitely cuts across. No.
It's only in Lagos.
It's
okay.
It's not.
Hello, can I talk?
Nah.
Hold on, let me talk again. If one of you can't tell me. You can't offer a lady on a birthday day a flower. 80% of Lagos girls will say, what is this? But if you offer them an iPhone 12...
Have you met 80% of Lagos girls?
Thank you.
Listen, let me not...
No. It's a question. No. I need that answer. Yes, have you met 80%? So have you met me? Have you met me?
I have met a radio presenter. Let me not tell you. Leave about you ladies.
No, sir. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you because you see, this is a radio station. You can't also come here and say you've met 80% of Lagos girls. You haven't, sir. Do you know what 80% of Lagos girls are? You can't. You have not even tried. Even if you want to meet one girl or five girls a day, you still will not meet 80% of Lagos girls. And I just told one of the callers that you can't generalize. You have met a couple of women and majority of them act like that. Does not mean that 80% of the girls in Lagos or in the world are like that. Now, is this a lifestyle that has spanned across the world? Yes, especially the youngsters in today's generation. All they want is, if you're not talking money, leave my face. So I'm saying that when you want to make these generalizations, try as much as possible to say, with emphasis, most of the girls I have met, this is what they want. That way you don't annoy, you know, the rest of us. But quickly, because we're out of time, let's go, ladies.
Facts by Mariano Cohn. Facts by Mariano.
No, but we have to be factual. We're a radio station. It's not Bear Palo talk. So somebody doesn't say, well, Nigerian Force said that 80% of the ladies in Lagos are materialistic. Yeah. It'll be very unfair.
Very unfair.
Very unfair. Yeah. But we were going to say happy birthday to Soken's daddy again. Aww. Happy birthday, Sam.
Happy birthday, daddy.
Send the cake across to us because we like cake. Yes, we love cake.
I'll work on it. We'll think about it.
I want to say thank you to everybody who's been part of the conversation, the good, the bad, the ugly, those who did not really like what we said and those who loved what we said, those who agreed and disagreed. We love you all the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's the weekend. What are you going to be doing? Hit me up on my social media. MIMIEYO is my Instagram and Twitter. But everywhere else, including LinkedIn, it's Marianne Duke Cohn. Ladies, what are we doing over the weekend?
Thank God it's Friday. We're going to go for karaoke.
Yay!
Really?
All right, Lagos. I just want to say bye. I'm Isoke, reminding you that it's okay if you're following Jesus. You're following me.
Okay.
All right, have a great day. My name is Mariana Cohn. I will see you guys on Monday with super energy and some Atarodo.
Bam.
Have a lovely weekend.
Bye, Lagos.